if you can, and find a different route to downtown.
November 8th is Aid and Abet Punsters Day. I love puns. In fact, I once did a theatrical performance about puns. It was a play on words. Don't worry, I won't punish you anymore. Have a happy Aid and Abet Punsters Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the weatherman.
The latest witness called in the impeachment probe, the acting White House chief of staff.
Mick Mulvaney has been subpoenaed to give a closed-door deposition, but don't hold your breath. Sources tell us it's highly unlikely he will appear.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was a no-show yesterday.
Former Ambassador Yovanovitch is going to face some tough questions a week from today, according to emails obtained by Tucker Carlson tonight. It appears she may have contradicted herself over communication with a Democrat staffer concerning Ukraine-related oversight.
There are reports that former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg may be getting ready to join the Democratic race for the White House, and a shooting at a Kroger supermarket in Louisville, Kentucky last night leaves a suspected shooter dead, police saying he was firing shots outside the entrance of the store and that he shot at officers who returned fire, killing him. America is listening to Fox News.
Fall has arrived at Starbucks. Join us for the new Taste of Autumn specialty coffee.
That sounds good.
Black coffee with pieces of real leaves floating around for texture and aroma.
That doesn't sound too good.
But they're real leaves from New England.
Still, no.
How about we add pumpkin spice donut holes, pumpkin whipped cream, and drizzle it with light and dark caramel?
Oh yeah, that sounds real good.
Let's just skip the coffee and put hot cocoa in first.
Oh, yeah. But what about the leaves?
We can just put a picture of them on the cup.
Sold. I'm on my way to the drive-thru.
Starbucks, where fall has arrived.
Yummy! It is 4 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Duncan and some predict-a-thon coming up for the big LSU-Alabama matchup. We know not yet what the prize package is going to be, but we'll have that posted on my Facebook page very, very shortly on this. Rich Thomas's birthday.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, it's going to be a much cooler day by about 20 degrees today. You can already feel the difference out there. Breezy, much cooler today with a high temperature up to about 58. Gusty north winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour will add a bite to the air. Then the winds die down tonight. Gradual clearing. Overnight low temperature 36 by this time tomorrow morning with a little bit of frost around the area. Cool sunshine 61 tomorrow. Upper 50s in Tuscaloosa if you're going up there for any reason whatsoever. 30s again tomorrow night. A little warmer Sunday afternoon. Upper 60s. I think we'll be near 70 on Veterans Day. I think the daytime hours is dry. But then drastically colder Tuesday and Wednesday. We've been telling you for several days about the Arctic cold front on the way. So I don't think there's anybody that doesn't know about it. Even the squirrels who have our weather app know about it because they've been gathering nuts. Right now this morning, north winds at 13 miles per hour and gusty, making that temperature of 50 degrees seem colder this morning with cloudy skies at 7:05.
We'll have a fresh update from Skipper in just a second. That situation on 85 southbound at Ann Street, somebody apparently took a cement abutment head-on.
Oh, no.
We'll get the full scoop in just a minute. A lot of talk this weekend in Tuscaloosa about who's number one or who's going to be number one when day breaks on Sunday.
Right.
Who's going to be number one on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday as Retailer of the Year? That name is known. It's Adams Drugs. It just happened a couple of weeks ago. Adams Drugs, Alabama's Retailer of the Year in the largest category. This is an incredible accomplishment for a Montgomery business that has grown from one location on Adams Street years ago, but reapplying as they open new stores, the same great personal approach to customer service, stores that carry whatever you need in the way of over-the-counter needs, pharmacists who have the time to answer your questions in a place that will never make you feel like you're just another face in the crowd, which is kind of a result of mergers and things where insurance companies are dropping certain pharmacies. It's almost like they're forcing everybody to go to the same place. That's not the case. They have a state-of-the-art computer system at Adams Drug, so it takes like just a couple minutes to get your insurance information in and begin filling your prescriptions. So if you want that that great personal, I appreciate you type of service, and you want it from a business that is the best in the state, go to adamsdrugs.net and find the one nearest you. By the way, wellness clinics in Prattville, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. All right, let's get the latest from Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-85 northbound at Ann Street. If you're headed towards Perry Hill, now you're going to need to be in the two lanes closest to the exit ramp. The accident is actually off the road next to the concrete divider, but you'll have to jog around it a little bit, so be careful there. Elsewhere, we're just building traffic. We got more cars on the boulevard. A lot of cars headed out of Prattville on I-65 southbound into Montgomery. 231. We're seeing some cars out of Wetumpka now. Drive carefully and please be safe out there this morning. We will keep you updated right here. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we have a contradiction now on that accident on 85 southbound or northbound. Jason said it was southbound as you're heading into town, recommending you exit at Perry Hill or the boulevard as this starts to bad. Best, the only way I'm going to be able to find out for sure is to go down there and look. Looks like Jay may be getting an update.
That was Jason. He was just saying it's I-85 southbound.
Southbound towards downtown.
What he had said before, and I'm already second guessing myself. The opposite of whatever Skipper said.
Okay, southbound.
Southbound.
The only way to figure this out once and for all is to go down and look personally, which I intend to do.
Okay.
And when we come back. We often do the first gift during Random Facts.
Yeah, sure.
We've done 27 gifts so far.
Oh, we're Jeez. Just getting started. Let me grab this call. This could be another. Hi, who's this?
It's southbound.
It is southbound.
Southbound. Okay. Yeah.
All right, okay. Gotcha. Thank you very much. That's important.
I knew I heard that, and then all of a sudden, after telling you, then I started thinking, wait, was it south? I don't. Ugh. God, my head.
709 is your local news.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Here's a look at some of your Friday headlines. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will attempt to win back his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, possibly replacing Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who won the seat back in 2017. He released the video announcement Thursday on YouTube. Sessions long held that seat before he stepped down to serve as President Donald Trump's first Attorney General. Well, there's now a warrant issued for the man police say played a role in the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. Police identified 30-year-old Ibrahim Yazid after they say surveillance photos show him in the same convenience store that Anaya was last seen in. And police are still searching for the man that was once a person of interest, but now a suspect in the case. We've posted his photo on alabamanews.net. You can check it out there. If you have any info, please call Auburn Police immediately. And those are some of your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Play that funky music. It's food and it's funk and it's good.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
I ain't hanging around in this funky mess any longer than I have to. Come on, buddy. Get groovy. Get funky. Let's go.
Yeah.
Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just don't believe me. Just watch.
I'm a chunky monkey from Funky Town.
You ready to play some funky music, white boy?
After all, freaks need to get funky, too.
Let's put the fun in funky.
There's times for falling apart, and there's times for getting funky. This is one of those funky times. Holy funkadelic.
It's party time.
Something felt funky.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
All right, just to be sure, I went down and looked. If you are on southbound 85 heading towards downtown, bail at the boulevard.
Yeah. It's already slowing down in front of us here.
It's
backed
up behind our building.
Oh, really? Already?
So, and it'll be backed up to the boulevard soon. So, find an alternate route. Again, that's 85 southbound, the wreck sedan, but the backup is already over a mile in length.
Oh, my gosh.
Verified by me, your eyewitness traffic guy.
That would kill the, you're happy it's Friday and in, what a mess.
People are noticing my outfit, though, from I'm getting a lot of honks out there this morning from truck drivers and stuff.
Yeah. Is your zipper pulled up?
Oh, my God.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king. Thank you very much.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All right. Normally, we'd be going into random facts right now, and I have a brilliantly convoluted intro for it today.
Oh, cool.
Oh, there's that pretty girl. Because I smell like meatloaf, and you think I've got some of that in my pocket, don't you, baby? By the way, do you want a hunk to take home? There's plenty.
I'm not going to turn it down.
Good.
Yeah. I feel as full as Jay felt on October 18th on his birthday. Folks, we had a series of these. We had September 27th, then three Fridays later,
yep.
Then three Fridays later after that. Now we're done for 48 weeks.
Yeah. And I think we should just wish each other happy birthday.
Yeah, we're going to start... pulling the plug on birthday festivities. I've been overwhelmed this morning. So.
Well, we still got Sunday now. Midway is...
Oh, yeah. We're going to a war movie.
Why don't you reiterate the forecast for a second while we run into the room next door and get your next gift.
Oh, no.
Oh, it'll make you smile. It's fine.
Oh, we're done with gifts. Another dog, right? Bailey? Breezy, breezy, much cooler today with a high temperature up to about 58. So 20 degrees colder today than yesterday with north winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour. And we're going down to freezing, not freezing tonight, 36 tonight. But talk about freezing. Oh, my gosh. By Wednesday morning, we're in the 20s. Right now, it's, you know what it is right now? I'll tell you what it is right now.
7:15.
It's 52 degrees with a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour.
Here is your next gift. This is something fun.
I don't have a bag. Thank you.
I wrapped it myself.
That's nice paper. This is so pretty. Oh, it looks like a shirt.
It is.
Looks like a shirt.
Just something to knock around in.
Warning, may spontaneously start forecasting. That's hilarious. Warning, may spontaneously start forecasting.
That was funny. We thought it was.
Danger.
Yeah.
That is nice. Thank you. Look at that nice little t-shirt. Look at the t-shirt, Bailey. Does that smell like meatloaf? Nope. Thank you.
And then there's one more.
Oh,
I don't know what to do here with Jay not here. We got the Duncan and Some Predict-a-thon coming up, so the time is short.
We'll be back in a second. What happened is, because of that breaking news story in the middle of the night,
right.
There's new news that has to go in to feed our eight stations. You and I could talk about our last story. I was born very young.
You were?
Yeah, I was born very young.
Alone?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. I have some random facts here. I'm just going to start it. So,
you start random facts?
Yeah. Right? And pay attention because we could do our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question based on what I tell you.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On November 8th, 1836, the world welcomed little baby board game maker Milton Bradley.
Yahtzee!
Welcome to the game of life, kid.
Milton Bradley, a star is born.
And now,
the man who has a monopoly on the game of...
Random.
Monopoly was a game and... That was good.
Thanks for the explanation.
I didn't want to take a risk.
Risk, which is another game.
Yeah,
man, this life.
All right, here's the deal, just so you know. We got 2 to 3 minutes, then a break. And we got that major wreck on 85 inbound, southbound, exit at the Boulevard or Taylor Road. It's backing up fast.
Yeah. Sorry for the stupid fires to put out.
Explain what you were doing.
Yeah. And then other stuff happened. Did you know there's only about 25 albino alligators in the world? They are all in captivity. They have poor eyesight and they lack the pigment melanin, so they appear white. One of them is called Claude. He resides in the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco. You know if the Miami Zoo has one?
I think they do.
They have one of the...
I think they do have one. I've seen it. I've seen... An albino alligator. I'm pretty sure that's where I saw it.
Okay. Did you know the biggest wave ever recorded?
How big was it, Jay?
Well, we'll get to that. It happened on July 9th, 1958. It occurred in Alaska due to an earthquake. That earthquake dislodged 40 million cubic yards of rock 3,000 feet down into the water. This created the biggest wave on record, removing all trees and vegetation from elevations as high as 524 meters above sea level.
Wow. That's a wave. That's almost 1,500 feet tall.
You know, and they say that some of those Bermuda Triangle mysteries involve rogue waves, maybe.
Rogue waves.
You know, you can get them on... Lake Michigan's had rogue waves.
They're called seiches.
Seiches?
A seiche.
A seiche?
Plural of seiches. Yes, we used to... I remember the TV interrupting with those warnings. A seiche is developed on Lake Michigan. All beachgoers are advised to evacuate immediately. Yeah.
Is that right? A seiche warning?
A seiche warning. I'm not sure how you spell it, but I'm pretty...
The 524 meters, by the way, in freedom units is 1,700 feet.
Okay.
So, that's a big wave. Did you know... One of the primary causes, now this is from an article in 2003, so perhaps it has changed. I'm not sure that it has, and Rich may know something about this, but one of the primary causes of the moderate climate that happens in Western Europe is caused by the Rocky Mountains.
The Rocky Mountains?
The Rocky Mountains here in the U.S.
You know, they just did an air disaster on a plane that got caught up in a wind gust off the Rocky Mountains and got blown off the runway. Because even though they have anemometers all down the length of the runway, these gusts come in off the mountains at speeds over 40, and planes cannot deal with any gust higher than that.
Interesting.
Were you going to say, because this is from 2003, may have changed.
I would have to read the article, but the Gulf Stream, remember you and I were talking about the Gulf Stream? If it wasn't for the Gulf Stream, and by the way, it goes through cycles where it shifts, and it's about to shift, it's going to leave the UK cold. It'll be like Greenland.
Oh, I thought the planet was on fire. That's what AOC told me. Right.
Now, this is in 2003. Using weather data... Get off my page. I don't want to do this. Using weather data gathered over the past 50 years and powerful computer models, They discovered the contribution of the Gulf Stream was negligible compared with the influence of warm southerly winds originating in the Rockies.
Interesting.
These winds, they said, played a big role in explaining why winters in Britain could be anything up to 15 degrees Celsius or 20 degrees Celsius warmer than the same latitude in eastern North America.
Yeah, this is that's interesting stuff to me.
Yeah. Did you know Winston Churchill was hit by a car?
I knew I had something in common with him.
That's the reason I use this. He was hit by a car on Fifth Avenue in New York City. He was dragged for half a block.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
How would you like to be the guy that got tagged for that?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out when this happened as far as what was his age. But the first comment somebody says, how drunk was he?
Well, yeah.
He drank all day.
All day. Brandy and champagne.
And he's starting at breakfast. Well, how could you drink all day if you don't start in the morning, right?
Yeah.
He was also known to run around the White House naked when he was a guest of Roosevelt.
Yeah. Goodness.
And he says the Prime Minister of United Kingdom has nothing to hide from the President of the United States.
Well, coming up, we've got random facts about football, tall structures, novel writing, the mantis.
Novel writing.
Kenny Rogers.
That's exciting.
Another
he's
world.
Dying, by the way. I have it in this week.
Is that right?
Is
he dying?
Yeah.
According to the Examiner, he's dying.
One of the world records in photography. And we'll also talk about Dr. Pepper.
Awesome. All of that coming up. A quick reminder that Montgomery Eye would love to give you the experience. Those of you who have had to use glasses and deal with deteriorating vision, the hassle of keeping them clean. Like, mine are all schmutzed up today. I've got meatloaf stains on them, actually. It's hard to get that grease off. With LASIK, you open your eyes and everything comes into crystal clear focus with this miraculous procedure. And nobody does it better and nobody has more experience than Montgomery Eye Physicians on Montgomery Eye LASIK. Right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Here's what you need to do. Call 271-3804. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. No charge. Takes just a few minutes. You can do it on a lunch break. They'll let you know whether your vision issue can be solved with a LASIK procedure. Otherwise, why worry about it? You got to take that step first, and it doesn't cost you anything. Then if you are a candidate for LASIK, why wouldn't you? I know so many people that have done it and call it the best investment they have ever made. 271-3804 for the appointment, or learn more at this web address, onlinemep.com. I'm going to go check behind the back door here.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-85 southbound as you approach Ann Street from Perry Hill. You're going to want to be in the lanes closest to the ramp getting off at Ann Street. The accident is actually up against the concrete divider between the north and southbound lanes, and you'll have to jog a bit just to get around it. It's got traffic backed up all the way to Perry Hill and backing up. So if you can use an alternate route, do that. The boulevard is getting very busy right now. A lot of cars on the 31s coming in from Wetumpka and Prattville. Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard busy. Use caution out there this morning and drive safely. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Traffic on southbound 85 is getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Yeah, it's moving, but very, very slowly. So prepare to slow down if you're heading towards downtown on 85. We now return to part two of Random Facts.
All right. Did you know? Well, here's a little baseball thing before I get into this one. Do you know why umpires use the signs when they do the ball, the strike, that sort of thing? Do you know why they do that?
For the hearing impaired?
Correct.
Oh.
You're actually absolutely right. Pitchers, over the crowd noise, couldn't hear what the call was from the umpire. And so he had to start doing hand signals.
I see.
And that is the reason that they do that.
Well, I hope you guys are all suitably impressed.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Now, that aspect extends into other sports as well. The football huddle was created by deaf players so they could sign to each other about plays without the opposing team seeing.
Athletes were very cruel way back in those days. There used to be a deaf player, I forget what team in Major League Baseball, who had the nickname Dummy Hoy. I'm not making that up.
No, I don't think you are.
That is insensitive.
It's very. His teammates wouldn't even let him talk.
Shut up, dummy.
They'd say.
You're just loaded with him. I love the top of the hour time tone. That was funny.
Did you know the fourth tallest structure in the world resides in North Dakota?
Is it a radio tower?
It's a TV mast. KVLY-TV. It is the fourth largest structure in the world. It is 2,063 feet tall. Blanchard Trail County, North Dakota. It's used by a station in Fargo.
Fargo?
A friend of mine is a weather guy there. And Jay. His name is Jay.
I just saw an engineering catastrophe show on a radio tower that's taller than the Empire State Building in Great Britain. The first one got toppled over because they didn't allow for the force of the wind on the side of the frame of the tower. So they rebuilt it. But, you know, something that tall, 2,000 feet, they should figure a way to add to it, like put wings on it or something, or sails.
There is a...
So you could see it would be a real tourist attraction.
I'll swing this around real quick and show you. There's a helmet cam of a guy climbing to the top of it to change those bulbs.
My hands are sweating just watching it.
I can't imagine that job. And tower guys have to do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also companies that they can call. Hey, Arnie.
Yeah, Arnie's tower climber.
Got a bulb out again. Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Did you know the phrase, it was a dark and stormy night, is one that has become shorthand for bad writing? It comes from the opening line of an 1830 novel by the name of Paul Clifford, which was written by Edward Bulwer Lytton. The phrase was first used in print by Washington Irving in 1809. Entitled A History of New York.
A dark and stormy night. Yeah.
Did you know the mantis is the only creature with one ear, also known as an auditory cyclops?
Auditory cyclops.
Yeah, mantis only has one ear.
Hmm.
One single ear. Just find whichever side that is and then sneak up on the other side. They won't hear you.
We got to get a hold of Haywood Banks so we can do one-eared love, too.
Did you know that 3 months before Kenny Rogers released The Gambler in 1978, his producer Larry Butler encouraged Johnny Cash to do a version of it, which he did. and a very lackluster drug-fueled performance where he kept complaining of how much he hated the song. But apparently there does exist a recording of Johnny Cash performing The Gambler somewhere. Butler told Kenny to release his first, which he did.
It was not a huge hit, but it became a sequence of movies. And
well, you know, yeah. I bet that Kenny hates it now, too, you know.
Well, remember we did a random fact about some billionaire guy who paid him like $25 million to sing that song over and over.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Examiner in the grocery store says he's dying.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny.
Well, Doris Day was dying for years.
Yeah.
Did you know the furthest photographed sight line in the world is 275 miles?
Wait, what do you mean? The sight line, what do you mean?
I'm going to read that as it says. The furthest photographed sight line in the world.
I don't understand.
Or the farthest, I guess. The longest sight line on Earth.
Well, because of the curvature of the Earth.
Right.
You can only see forward so many miles.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's the case. I think that's exactly what they're explaining with these diagrams here.
Man, I feel like I went to the wizard and got a brain this morning.
You're hot this morning.
It's somewhere in the French Alps, I will say that, because I cannot speak.
If only had a brain.
Yeah. And finally, did you know that Dr. Pepper is manufactured by Keurig Dr. Pepper in the U.S.? In Europe and South Korea, it is manufactured by the Coca-Cola Company. And in Canada and Oceania, it is manufactured by PepsiCo.
Huh.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
Everybody's
got a hand in Dr. Pepper, apparently.
Wow.
So.
I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Those are your random facts.
Thank you.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I went into morning radio with it.
I picked that up on 4K.
We are going to check traffic. When we come back, we'll have the pop quiz, he said.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on I-85 southbound at Ann Street. The accident is against the concrete barrier on the far left as you go by. And traffic is moving, but it is very slow from Ann Street all the way back past Perry Hill. It is moving. It's going to take you a few minutes to get through there. Just use caution and watch out for the officers. We have another accident on the Eastern Boulevard at Shirley Lane, right out in front of Capital Chevrolet. If you're headed to the Atlanta Highway, you'll need to be in the left lane to get around that one. It's a minor accident. Hopefully, that's going to be out of the road quickly. A lot of cars coming into Montgomery on 231 out of Wetumpka. Atlanta Highway is busy. Taylor Road, a little busy as well. Use caution, drive carefully, and hey, Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, now it's time for today's $10 food outlet pop quiz with Quizmaster J.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about the weather. What's the primary cause of the climate that is experienced in Western Europe?
The moderation in other words, they're at a pretty high altitude. At latitude, they should be very winter-like, but they're very mild. What is the what's the thing that Jay mentioned is a moderating factor in the weather in the UK?
All right, 272-9228. Name that tune. We have a caller already on this. That'd be great if that were the case. Because we need to move this thing along. The Duncans are downstairs.
Oh, that's right.
So is this a contestant here?
Yeah.
All right. Master Thespian. No, wrong. Hold on. You're Master Thespian.
Hi.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning. Warhawk, welcome to you.
Yep. Hey, I think it is those warm winds coming off of the Rocky Mountains.
Rocky Mountains. That's what we were looking for. Winner, winner, winner. Winner, absolutely. Yeah.
A $10 food outlet gift certificate later on. I'll run down the specials right now. I got to put you on hold quickly because the Duncan and Son Predictathon starts in a few minutes. I have to go get them, so I'll get Rich into the weather.
Okay.
Jay, if you would, go get him out.
Go ahead. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Big weather changes are happening right now. We have a breezy, much cooler day with the high temperature today. Well, you know, we're 20 degrees cooler today. We're in the upper 50s for a high with gusty northerly winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour, which are going to add an extra bite to the air and make it seem cooler than it really is. Now, the winds die down tonight, gradual clearing, overnight low temperature in the mid-30s, so we'll be a little frosty by dawn in the morning. Cool sunshine tomorrow, nice day with a high around 61, but... you know, take a jacket, sweatshirt up to Tuscaloosa. I think temperatures will be in the 50s for that game. In fact, by the end of the game, it's really going to be chilly, okay? So keep that in mind. Upper 60s for a high by Sunday afternoon after a cold start. Near 70 on Veterans Day Monday. I think we're dry during the day. Chance of showers Monday night as an Arctic cold front approaches. See, the cold front that came through in the middle of the night is a polar front like we had last weekend. This one coming is an Arctic front, and it has to do with the source region of the air. And so drastically colder on Tuesday and Wednesday. In fact, I think by Wednesday morning, we're in the 20s, maybe even the mid-20s. And high temperatures may not climb out of the 40s on Tuesday and Wednesday. I kid you not. For more, check my morning video this morning. That's available on our weather app. All you have to do is search Rich Thomas Weather. Right now this morning, we have north winds at 13 miles per hour and gusting. It's 52 degrees with cloudy skies here at 737. So Jay's on the phone right now, and Greg has temporarily left the studio because he's gone downstairs to open the door for the Duncan and Sons Predictathon here. Mitch and Don are here, and we're going to be starting the Predictathon in just a moment. In the meantime, our time is 7:37 with 52 degrees this morning.
Hold up. There's somebody that wants to say happy birthday.
Oh, okay. Hi. Hello.
Steven, can you say happy birthday to Mr. Rich? He said, happy birthday, Mr. Rich.
Little Steven, who was in the studio just the other day. Was that last Friday that he was in the studio? I think it was. Yeah, little Steven, thank you very much. My favorite happy birthday of the day. Tell him I said thank you.
I will. All right, bye-bye.
Give him a hug. Thank you. Bye. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walt Disney shares are rallying after a stronger-than-expected quarter, helped by its box office movies, its theme parks and resorts. Its streaming service, Disney Plus, debuts on Tuesday. Honda wasn't selling as many cars in the summer quarter. Its car and motorcycle sales slipped. It also had higher income tax expenses. Transformco, the owner of Sears and Kmart, is closing an additional 96 stores by February. 5 years ago, it had nearly 2,000 locations. After these stores close, it'll have just 182 left. Before bankruptcy, Sears Holdings lost money for 7 straight years and closed hundreds of stores. Transformco also owns the Kenmore and Die Hard brands. Wall Street Journal has reported Transformco is considering selling Die Hard. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. Here's a look at some of your Friday headlines. Here's an update to a breaking news story. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, now in police custody. Yazid was captured by U.S. Marshals early this morning in Escambia County, Florida. Police say that after looking at evidence in the case, they determined Yazid was in the same location where Anaya Blanchard was last seen and was involved in taking her against her will. Some political news now. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will attempt to win back his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, possibly replacing Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who won the seat back in 2017. He released that video announcement Thursday on YouTube, Sessions long held that seat before he stepped down to serve as President Donald Trump's first attorney general. And those are some of your Friday headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. Oh! We'll get you up and ready to go. Yeah. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Yeah. Drink down that coffee. Black and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
Three men and a lady present the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
That's right. Three men and a Bailey present the Duncan and Son Predictathon. At 7:44, and just was out behind the building again.
And too bad.
It's really slowing down, heading towards downtown on 85 South because of a wreck at Ann Street. So that is not improved. But I'll keep checking until it improves.
That must be a really bad accident. The guy hit it head on.
Almost sounded like suicide or something. Somebody just did it deliberately.
Jeez.
That does happen.
Yeah.
But onto a cheerier topic, Alabama LSU.
Yes, and sir. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, but I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news.
What bad news?
Well, yesterday, Bob Baumhauer called me, and he said that it was in regard to something else, but we were just chatting in general, opening at East Chase in the near future and all that good stuff. And he says, I don't know about this game. He said, the defense just isn't very good this year.
Is Tua back?
He says Tua's still hurt.
Tua's still hurt?
Yeah.
He would know.
From his inside sources.
Wow.
Believe me, he's very he's close. He can pick up the phone and call Saban if he wants.
Tua's still hurt?
So, I think we have to be cautiously optimistic.
Yes, sir.
The Predictathon is posted, by the way, and here's the deal. Don Duncan and Mitch Duncan, who are proof that despite genetic discrepancies, fans of opposite sides of the greatest rivalry in sports can coexist peacefully and harmoniously until Mitch outgrows this fan.
That's right. It's going to happen.
I thought it was going to be the other way around.
Come on. And for a game this big, Don is offering not only the works, which is a complete service on your vehicle, but a $250 gift account at any of their three locations that you can use towards anything.
Correct. That's right. Tires, services, you name it. If you've got something you need done, we can take care of it that way, or you can split it between more than one car.
A lot of folks, Thanksgiving, Black Friday is, 3 weeks from today?
Uh-huh.
now's the time if you're traveling and your tires are a little dicey. You still got that overstock?
We do. We have a few of those left, but you also got cold weather coming in Tuesday, and make sure your car's prepared for that.
Wait a minute, write that down. You say it's Tuesday?
That's what the weatherman said. So what channel
cold
was that?
Can't trust them, Don.
Weather.
Okay. Especially on their
drama.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Especially when there's a giant bottle of
water.
Yeah, right next to them in the...
It looks like water to me.
Want some Wawa? It's clear.
That's the new Kirkland Vodka Rain Gauge. It's filled.
Wow.
See the wording on this? What they did here on this T-shirt?
Warning, may spontaneously start forecasting. Yeah, look,
We're at to a weather conference.
I thought that was funny, but I know you take your stuff seriously, and I did not hope you took that as a... That's just...
No.
People, he knows
better. People kind of expect that from you when they bump in. Oh, it's Rich Thomas. Partly cloudy today. Front coming in around...
I like the way you talk.
So winterizing a car is also a priority. Look, you can get all that done for free if you have the right score in the predict-a-thon.
Very true.
And we'll take a quick look now. Let's see. We were the AP rankings. Alabama's what, second or third?
I'm not sure. I looked at the other one. And
the bowl committee rankings, Alabama's fourth. I guess that's because, and even third. Bob said this yesterday.
Third.
Are they third? They're third.
I think so.
Penn State's fourth.
In the bowl committee? Uh-huh. Okay. Bob said... Not as he worried about the condition of the team for this game, but he said the schedule has been really weak.
That's right.
Up till now. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
He did offer to get me tickets for the game against Western Carolina. He said, I can get you all the tickets for that you want.
Yeah, right.
But LSU's the big deal, and we're going to dig a little further into the game. We gave away a $10 food outlet gift certificate. We can make your life so much better if you just... patronize the people that keep us on the air, like the Dunkins, with great service, phenomenal facilitation of your service needs, and of course Food Outlet, where you can save big money on everything you love. Boneless chicken breasts. I checked because I had to pick something up at a non-Food Outlet store last night. $3.99 a pound.
Yep.
On sale.
Right.
Boneless USDA chicken breasts $1.18 a pound at Food Outlet, all three locations. Chuck roast $3.46 a pound. New York strips $4.45. They want $10.99 for a package of thick bacon at Food Outlet. It's a little bit below or above $7, and we're talking about saving $3 an item here. That adds up quickly. So, do yourself a favor. Pay attention to what you're paying if you go to one of the chains, and then go to Food Outlet and see how much you can save. Bluebell ice cream, $4.93 for a real half gallon. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. I'll see you there Sunday morning. But in the chicken tender department, sending Bailey Grahams, and of course, west of 31 on Main Street in the preferred community, 749.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've had an accident this morning at I-85 southbound and Ann Street that had things really backed up on I-85. That accident is completely out of the way now, and traffic is moving normally into downtown. Had an accident earlier in the 500 block of Eastern Boulevard. That's right near Shirley Lane in front of Capital Chevrolet. That one should be out of the way now, but we have very heavy traffic on the boulevard going on right now. Heavy traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka, Atlanta. Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive and into downtown is very busy this morning. Please drive carefully and keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Chait.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All rise in respect to the very highly ranked team, certainly the one that is more highly ranked than the other team, led by the Raging Elephant.
Yeah, falling to number four this week.
What do you think this is, the timelining you're doing the charts? Moving down to number four.
It's not where you start, it's where you finish.
That's right.
I had an Ohio State fan call so excited, and I said, well, you know, by December, you'll be a memory. Nobody will know who you are.
It's funny. I don't recall a year where two games have had the focus so far out in advance. The Iron Bowl's a given every year.
Right.
And you got to think, given how well Auburn played LSU, and the strength of their schedule.
That was close.
Right.
This year's Iron Bowl ain't going to be no walk in the park either for the Tide. They'll probably, they won't lose by, win by 30 or 40 points. They'll probably be more like 10 or 28. Yeah.
If we get a quarterback walk on.
That's right.
Between now and then.
I hear there's one out there looking for a team.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
What, that Whitehead guy? Are you talking about the guy that got cut by the Browns?
No,
our quarterback.
Talk about the guy who left us.
Yeah, the backup quarterback left.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
I don't think he's went anywhere yet. I think he's in the portal.
Virginia.
I don't know how long it takes to get to a school.
Mm. Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
So we go around the room here and we make our own predictions, and don't get mad. But I talked to Mr. Bob Baumhauer yesterday, and generally, I'm way off. So my prediction is not to, is to be taken in that context. I am helping Alabama by predicting they'll lose.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Man.
You would do that?
I'm doing it to help them, Rich.
Jeez.
Doing it to help Alabama. So I'm going to go 27.
I got 27-24.
All right, then I'll go 23.
LSU.
LSU.
Wow.
27-24.
Not that I expected any different. But,
No. But I just, the vibes going on. Like, do we know if Tua is 100%? We don't. There's a lot of things. And then maybe, there'll be some ruckus in the crowd because, can you imagine the traffic with the Secret Service and the President and closing roads?
I wouldn't
roads
leave a part of that. No.
I have, by the way, a listener who is an air traffic controller who's going to send me, I'll know the flight plan.
Oh, did you know where they're going? You
not
know
yet.
What airport they're going?
I'm waiting for a message. Should be getting it very soon.
Mm.
They don't release that until close to.
Oh,
Bibb County Municipal.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a nice airport.
Yeah.
Anything. It could be Maxwell with Marine One to the ballpark.
It could be Maxwell.
I mean, that's a horrible drive if you're taking 31, but if you're flying over it in Marine One.
Is Columbus, Mississippi closer to Tuscaloosa than
I think
Montgomery?
It's about the same. And Birmingham probably is a little closer.
Yeah, but usually they go to military.
That's true.
Military.
All right, Jay, we need your prediction.
It's 35-32.
Okay,
everybody's going three.
You want to put a team
close
next to those numbers?
Yeah.
Who's Alabama home? Wins?
No, Alabama, yeah.
Alabama wins?
I'm not that way.
What does that mean?
Look, you're gonna get raked over the coals regardless. If you picked them to win, you'd blame yourself.
Nobody's calling to complain. I am helping the team by predicting they'll lose, because I'm always wrong on this stuff.
Well, then when it comes true, they're going to blame you.
I won't be here Monday.
You guys ought to post a picture, too. I feel so underdressed with Greg.
Oh, yeah, we have posted. Like, yeah, okay. we did post a picture of.
He's looking sharp this morning.
Yeah, well, I am dressed well, but I am wearing flip-flops, too. That kind
of. How about
that?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Look at those two broadcast legends.
Wow, and the breakfast.
Yep.
Why, people look at that photo and they say, who's the older one? How could anybody tell? Such great looking hands. All right, so Don?
31-24 Alabama.
31-24 Alabama.
I think it's opposite of normal. You know, normally both teams have great defense. This year it's not that case. Mm-hmm. And we're young, but I still think we're a little bit better on defense, so I think maybe we'll get one more stop.
That was Bob's big concern yesterday. The defense hasn't really been tested much this right. year, and he thinks that they may not be up to it. But that's
CBS used to have the 1 and 2 teams, and now that all changed on Tuesday night. I saw the big CBS broadcast van on Taylor Road the other day. Huge tractor-trailer going towards going to the north. Yeah.
All right, Mitch, you're the last.
I like Dad's score.
Oh, here we go.
31-24.
But I'm going to do the opposite team.
Oh!
So you and I are LSU, 31-24.
Yeah. So three of us are LSU.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Wow.
What about you, Bailey?
I'm only doing it too because...
He's just trying to help.
I don't have a curse, but I'm a carrier. So I'm just trying to pass it along. I want Alabama to win. Are you kidding?
That's yeah, great. Of course. Fantastic. Sure. For the state of Alabama, we want Alabama to win. Somebody's got to eliminate LSU.
How far does the team who loses drop?
Well, in this case, not much.
Right. Yeah, if it's a blowout, to closer to 10, but likely in the 5.
In this case, yeah, it's going to be.
Now, who's 1 and 2? Ohio State?
Ohio State.
Penn State.
They don't play anybody. Neither one of those schools plays anybody.
So
they suck.
Ohio State, LSU, Penn State, that was a shucker, and then Alabama.
Oh, it's I thought actually, it was Alabama's third.
No. Okay.
Alabama's three.
Yeah,
Penn State four.
I beg your pardon.
Clemson's five.
I beg your pardon.
Clemson. Right,
Clemson keeps dropping and still winning, but they're not very impressive.
But, you know,
they play cupcake teams.
LSU and Alabama play this week, and Ohio State and Penn State play later, so it'll all work out.
There you go.
Here's to you, Clemson.
You guys suck.
There you go. You heard it from us here. All right, go to my Facebook page. You'd have to be a friend or a follower to participate in the Duncan & Son Predictathon, win the works, complete service on your car. Hey, redeem it just in time for holiday driving, and $250 that you can a credit account that you can use for anything you need, automotively speaking, at any of Don's three locations. Downtown at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And on Highway 14 in Millbrook, back by the McDonald's there.
Right.
And that's very convenient for our Prattville listeners as well. We're huge in Prattville because Jay is a resident. They love him.
Yeah.
They absolutely love him.
You just pass Food Outlet, and we're right past it on the left.
Jay's weather station is now available to the whole world.
Ah.
Yeah.
You can see his. That's right. You can be in Kenya and see
what's going on at Jay's house.
You got the internet.
I can just see somebody crossing the Kenyan plain, confronting a charging elephant. Hey, would you check the weather at Jay Scott's house in Prattville? I'm kind of curious.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've had an accident this morning at I-85 southbound and Ann Street that had things really backed up on I-85. That accident is completely out of the way now, and traffic is moving normally into downtown. Had an accident earlier in the 500 block of